Well, I think the big topic that everybody in Arkansas wants to hear about and talk about is Iraq. I mean, certainly it's been a huge news story that's dominated the news for the last 3 years, and it should. We have American soldiers on the line every day, and the outcome in Iraq will have a great bearing on the Middle East for decades to come. So I think that what I would say is I try not to be overly optimistic or overly pessimistic. What I try to be is just realistic about Iraq. I think what I see there is a place that has way too much violence. It's a very dangerous place, but you see some glimpses of some very positive things. I think the government is stronger. I think that local leaders, like some of the local sheikhs, et cetera, around Iraq are more committed today than they were 6 months ago to ending this violence and this terrible cycle of violence. I think that I felt safe over there, but I want our troops to be safe over there, and they're not right now. They're out there on the front lines every day putting their necks on the line to try to make that country better and move it into the next phase of its history. And our troops deserve a lot of credit for their courage and their perseverance under some very difficult circumstances. But one thing that I emphasize, as well as the whole delegation, we all emphasize that we think it's imperative that the Iraqi leadership take responsibility for their own country. This is not a military problem at this point. It's not a matter of how effective the U.S. military is. We're very, very effective there. But really what we see is we see the need for the Iraqis to take responsibility and take control of their own country. A lot of the violence there is not led by terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda, even though they are there and they are operating in one province. Very effectively, unfortunately. But the real problem that we see is sectarian violence, and we see the locals attacking locals, and we see the number of Iraqi citizens who are killed every month. Those numbers are climbing, and that's very disturbing. And the government and the leadership in Iraq needs to take responsibility for their own country. I think it's important that we emphasize with them that we did not make an open-ended commitment in Iraq. In other words, we're not going to hang around for your civil war. You need to get your act together internally, and you need to take control of the situation. We want to help. We want to train. We want to provide resources and logistics. But in the end, it's the Iraqis' responsibility to take control of Iraq. Senator, you know, I had a couple of very nice meals with Arkansas troops. It was great to see them. They were Arkansas Guard. They were Reserve. They were active duty. Had a couple of meals there. It was very encouraging to talk to them. They recognize how dangerous it is. They recognize how difficult the situation is in Iraq, but they wanted me to know they're very proud of their service there, and I wanted them to know that we in Arkansas are extremely proud of our soldiers over there. We feel like they're making a great sacrifice to try to make that country better and stronger. They also wanted me to know that they do not want their sacrifice to be made in vain. They don't like some of the rhetoric they hear coming out of Washington, and I don't either. Some of this talk about cut and run or stay the course, I don't like that. I think what we need to talk about is the realistic situation in Iraq, and that is we need to change course in Iraq. We need to move Iraq to the next phase. We need to be looking for the best next step that we can possibly take in Iraq. So Iraq, in my view, is a very complicated, very much of a mixed bag situation. Way too much violence, a lot of problems. We see the government in some areas not stepping up like it should. But at the same time, I see a real glimmer of hope around Iraq. I see that the Iraqi leaders are working better together right now than they were a few months ago. I think they are committed to trying to get a handle on the violence, or actually working with local leaders to try to stop the violence on a local level. So they're being smart, and they're very determined to make this work. But I'd say right now Iraq is at a crossroads. I don't know how it's going to come out. I know how I want it to come out, but I don't know how it's going to come out right now. So here again, our prayers are